In 1973, Frank Calder and a group of elders from Nisga sued the government of British Columbia, claiming their indigenous title to traditional, ancestral and unceded lands had never been extinguished under the law through treaty or other means. The case was rejected by both the BC Supreme Court and the Court of Appeal. The Calder group then appealed to the Supreme Court of Canada. The Supreme Court ruled that indigenous title had indeed existed at the time of the Royal Proclamation of 1763 and that title was not simply determined or extinguished by colonial laws. Unfortunately, the case was eventually dismissed on a technicality. The Calder case decision was, however, significant because it was the first time that the Canadian legal system acknowledged that indigenous title did indeed exist and that indigenous title existed beyond and before colonial law in Canada. It established a precedent for other indigenous rights cases, many of which have further defined indigenous title, and paved the way for the federal government's comprehensive land claims policy.